Hey, check it out. You're smoking with your boy Joe Thunder. This podcast brought to you by Be Good Dispensary, our official sponsor. Bringing the latest and greatest in hip hop and the arts and cannabis culture. With co-host Elvis Freshly and DJ Sin. What's going on? It's your boy Joe Thunder back once again with another episode of the Smoking Joe Thunder podcast. You already know my homie Elvis Freshly's in the building.
Yo, what it do?
Chilling, bro. I'm already gone. Like,
bro, I'm like literally sweating, rolling a blunt now.
Smoking, like,
it's going down.
I think we're on blunt number 10. We haven't even started. You know what I mean?
It's going down.
Shout out to Be Good Dispensaries, our official sponsor there.
Burr, 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 burr.
11 West Hamden Boulevard in Inglewood.
And 114th and Cherokee in North Glen, right across the highway from Boondocks.
You got all those specials going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, go get it.
Got, like I said, another episode going on for you. You know, shout out real quick to Sin. She can't be with us tonight.
But shout out, Sin.
She's doing her thing.
We love you, Sin.
We do love you, Sin.
We'll see you soon.
But yeah, we got another episode for you. I don't know if they're ready for this one because it's already been going down. We've seen all kinds of shit. You know, it's comedy hour, right?
It's comedy hour.
It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be blunts. A good one. Mm-hmm. Twerk one. You know, what did you say?
We smoked 10 blunts. We've seen twerking.
It's a little bit of everything so far. So, and we ain't even got started yet, so we about to get started real quick. But check it out. We got Bradley and Shayla, you know what I mean?
With in the motherfucking
THC
house.
Girls in the house.
Hey, THC girls. What
We usually have sound effects and shit. DJ Sin brings a whole nother element.
We bring our own sound effects.
But yeah, you can't. Yeah, you come with sound effects already. In house. Oh, shit. There it is. I see you. Let's go.
Ivy wants you to beatbox at the end so she could kick a little freestyle.
I got you.
Hey, I can beatbox too. Don't
y'all might have to.
Right, but nobody else is kicking a freestyle. So I'll beatbox, you kick the freestyle.
Then you can beatbox and maybe he'll kick a freestyle. You know what I mean?
Who is kicking a freestyle?
I will if I have to.
Bro, come on,
bro.
Elvis on the mic.
I've been practicing from the mirror.
I'll breakdance fight you before I battle rap.
I can't breakdance.
Breakdance fight you?
Breakdance fight.
I'll pull something.
Is it like a battle?
That's
like
after this.
You like spin around on your back and just kick him in the face?
You know, that would be cool. We should do a video.
That would be kind of crazy.
Make a video.
Hey, well, check out. This is y'all first time here. Kind of let them know who you are, where y'all from. I know you're from
what
Denver, right?
Yeah, born and raised. Appreciate you guys having us. We're with the THC Girls mainly, but we're here just to kick it with you guys and introduce ourselves and our own personal brands and
absolutely
shit like that. Smoke
Talk
with you.
Shit, you know what I mean?
We like to smoke.
Maybe breakdance fight?
DeShayla might.
She challenged
Let's see
you.
It.
I don't fight anymore. You know.
Well, it's not actually like fighting.
She got a mean karate chop.
She's like,
I know.
What you call that?
I'm a pop.
Bro, she's from the trenches.
She
hears fight and it's go time.
We bite the ends off our woods around here.
She was about to shoot.
Scissors, what? What are scissors?
I was like,
right. You have scissors?
Hey, what about you, Shayla? Where are you
but
from?
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Denver too, actually. So native around here.
What part of town? Or we don't want to talk about everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Really, I've been all over Colorado. So, this is my state. You feel me?
That's what's up.
I do everything, though. Really, I'm a model. I've been part of the THC Girls for, 6 years. Mainly, I work with brands closely, but I tap in some Red Way and do music videos, too. So.
All
right. That's dope.
We're tapped in. Not going to lie.
Yeah,
what kind of things
sure.
you do? What kind of things you got going
I
on?
I do modeling as well. We've actually met, years ago through fashion shows, working with Get Busy Living was the main one, right?
Yeah, and then we linked back up with City Roots, I think.
City Roots TV is they're dope. They always show love to us. So, you know, we like to kind of get involved in whatever comes our way. Like, you know, we keep our DMs open. You feel me?
Y'all hear that out there?
Yeah, slide in. No, I'm just kidding.
Watch that
business
shit tomorrow.
It's explicit. It is 5 minutes in careers only. yeah, business shit only. Jesus. Don't get crazy.
Oh, you already know it's about to get crazy. You just opened the door.
Sorry. You did. It goes down and
right.
Now you're trying to slam it on.
Like 10 blunts deep. I don't know.
Just ignore the pictures.
The pictures?
I'm just after this intro.
Now they're blurred.
Yeah.
They're blurred.
Oh, it's blurred
they
now.
Stay in the requests.
This is 21 and up listeners only.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, it is.
And yes, business inquiries only. Don't be fucking sending any pictures.
Come correct with it.
Sure. We both do music videos.
Yeah. We just watched a video. Can you talk about that real quick?
I just showed a video that just dropped about 2 days ago with Lottie Scotty. He's a Colorado native. He got Twista to feature, actually, so that was pretty dope. He super flew dope. In. Did a nice little super video dope. Shoot for that.
Okay, shout out Twista.
How did they get a hold of you to get on the video?
Same thing. They just DM'd me. But mostly I just stay, I always post on my story. I kind of just always promote myself. Even on my page, I use hashtags like Model Search, Denver Model, you know, stuff like that, just to make sure people know that that's kind of what I do. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I don't know. I just
they come.
It you come up in those searches, yeah.
They start checking out those pictures.
The algorithm it pushes
it's
the
vibes,
algorithm.
Yeah, you know,
good
it
vibes.
All comes together.
Hell yeah!
So and then also, you know, we're friends with a lot of people just from the years. So we've got like local artists like Hansel the Phantom and Megatron Matt. Megatron the Don. Sorry, they just came out with
like a new video. You're
a video
showing.
As well. Yeah,
that
so
shit is dope.
We're just checking that out. It's super fresh.
Know. Yeah, I feel like we know a lot of people, DeShayla and I.
Yeah, lots of videos.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're connected, super connected in the city.
We're in there.
How many videos have you guys been in?
Sure. I feel
a
like
lot, kinda.
I feel like me like 20 now. No. Yeah, like 20.
I think like maybe like 10 to 15. I'm very like particular, and then.
See, I'm not. I'll do whatever. I'm like, what, you want me to shake some ass? You want me to, like, just stand there and look good? Like, I always ask the artist, like, what style do you want? I hate when they're like, hey, just come be in my video and just, like,
but
just
I,
come check the vibes. No,
that's the
what
thing.
Do
I
you
like
want?
A concept.
Yes. Right.
There has to be, like, a concept. Yeah.
Just don't, and like, show up yet and try to freestyle it. They're not
Yeah, I don't like that.
Because we take our shit seriously.
Yeah,
like, we're not just, we don't
right,
say we're
business,
just
for
models.
Sure.
We don't just stand there and look good, you know? Yeah.
Right. It's business. You definitely want to make sure things are planned out and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't want to have to create a vibe from nothing.
It's
not my job to direct the video.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Literally, I'm supposed to show up.
Yeah,
show be professional.
Up, kind of give me some directions, and I roll with it.
Exactly.
Not I come up in freestyle.
Oh. Well, that too, you know.
I mean, that
time. If that's what you need, though.
Me and Twista almost battled.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Oh, shit.
She
almost took him out.
He started pop-locking.
He was dancing. What? He was really, like, he was getting it.
Really?
Yeah, he had a cool vibe. He had a cool vibe.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, what's your favorite video you've been in?
Oh, mine is probably definitely, it's a Diablo's video. It's called... Through It All.
Through
and it's
it all.
Diablo, and that has like 12K, I think.
Oh, dope.
So he's a local artist too. Shout out to Diablo. I'm in definitely a few of his videos, but it's always professional. It's always already set up, and it always has a dope ass concept. So
that's tight.
I definitely fuck with that.
All right. What about you? What's a couple of your favorite videos you've done?
Probably the most recent was the Twista and Lottie Scotty video, though. That was like a really cool opportunity just to even get hit up for that. Another favorite, I did this really great video for Jay Tendo. I don't want to mess this up, but he's an African rapper, so I'm not sure where he's from, but like he is bilingual in his songs, so that was really cool. And like I had my hair done all cool, so like the video just came out really dope. So
he's all done up.
Yeah, it was really cool. I had my hair braided on nice. yeah, and like I also like doing videos where like we show love to Denver, because like the last video with Twista, we were at Five Points.
Right.
The Hanzo Phantom one, I was out of town. Both DeShayla and I were out of town, so we didn't get to do that video. But they were in Green Valley Ranch. Like, it's kind of cool just to rep your city, you know, rep your city and shit like
shout
that.
Shout out.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what we need to do more. Definitely is rep the city, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't need to like copy other shit. We need to keep going with our.
We got
own
a dope
identity.
Vibe already. We need to support it.
We do have actually a dope vibe, and there's a lot of talented people out here for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy that both of y'all are from Denver and kind of grew up here, so y'all know what's really going down. You're not like really, you're not like transplants. You know, we're all.
No, I'm from Texas.
Did I introduce Ram over here? My bad if I did. I'm high as a motherfucker. Ram, what's up, Ram?
Ram's a real one, dude. He's like ride or die for a lot of people, everybody.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Killing
it. Real
shout out, homie. But yeah.
Yeah, good people. When I find good people, you know what I mean? You got to support them. You got to support your homies.
Real talk.
Like you were saying, Denver, the crazy amount of talent. And right. it's just pulling more people over the years. I've been here since 2016, and that's right. kind of what I've seen in the last 5 years. It's just more and more people, more creatives, right. more talent. Right.
Yeah, I've seen a, you know, I've seen
there's
it.
There's been a lot of growth in the last
before the real growth, you know, there was a dope people doing cool shit, but nobody was supporting each other. Yeah. Everybody was, like, keeping to themselves and, like, this is mine. And I always talk about it on the show, but, like, it really was a little more cutthroat back in the day. And now that there's more money, there's more going on in the city, there's, you know, a lot more venues, there's a need for local acts and people to really support each other. Like, people are really coming together and realizing that supporting your local, you know, anything really is the way to go, and really it's a vibe. You gotta help your people out, man, for real.
And for me personally, like, yeah, like, I'm just not always about money. Like, of course, get your bread, but also in a way, making connections and being, like, for example, being in a video that's got, like, thousands of views already in the last 2 days, like, that is kind of priceless. Like, who knows what kind of jobs I could get from that. So it's like, I feel like people sometimes are a little too, like, stingy, too. Like, they always want to get paid for something. You might miss out on an opportunity. But then yet again, we also don't have a lot of money in the industry, I feel like, in Colorado. So then they don't want to pay you. So it's kind of, like, double-sided.
You,
like,
have to pick and choose.
You got to pick and choose. You can't just do anything. Like, when I said I did that, like, a twerking music video, I got paid for that. You right. know what I mean?
Right. That's it's, like, all about right. having good balance, I think.
Ooh.
That's it. That's in with everything. Anything. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, in everything.
It's in everything.
Balance
for real.
Sure. Yeah.
Hey, talk about the THC girls, what that's all about.
I'll let DeShayla start since she's been there the longest. Oh, gee.
2 years, right? Yeah. 2 years?
Shit, six.
I was going to say seven, shoot. But I don't know if I was high.
Yeah, six. I started as a little baby. But nah, for real. Shout out to Krista, KJ, and Sandra for real, because a lot of the stuff in my career has happened because of them. They basically, the THC girls, you know, we're a company. It's, we advocate cannabis and we push brands, startup brands, expand brands, anything that we can do to help other people, pretty much. We mm-hmm. do, I mean, for a price, you feel me? But,
of course.
And then you can always book the girls. We have probably 10 girls in Colorado, but we're nationwide. We have girls in Miami, Oregon, Washington,
California, Arizona.
Dude, yeah, we all over, you know, now.
Everywhere.
So,
everywhere.
For real, shout out to
we
Krista
nationwide.
And all the hard work.
Nationwide.
But for real, shout out to Krista because she puts in so much hard work behind the scenes, really, to set up opportunities for all of us. And, like, they were just at a celebrity golf tournament with Floyd Mayweather in New York last weekend.
Damn, that's dope.
So that was super dope.
Super dope.
We're all able to do those opportunities, you know, the girls. So
right.
It's super dope. She sets up super awesome stuff for us.
What kind of events have y'all done like that?
Oh, gosh, we've done so many events.
Lots.
Like, what were some of
your any favorites?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, so many. Let me think.
My favorite was a versus battle. That shit was tight. Because they had me on stage next to the rappers rolling blunts for them. So while they're, like doing the battle, I'm like, yup. There you go. There's another one.
Yep.
Like, it was really fun. That was cool. And, like,
we do everything.
Oh, man.
When was it? What is it?
Oh. Fan Bam, 5280.
Mm-hmm.
Fan Bam. I don't remember the venue, but it was a really cool venue.
It's like called the church.
I don't think they have it anymore. Oh. I don't think they have it anymore. Scratch that. But regardless, they do pop-ups, so like they'll do like little concerts and like but regardless, they'll, you know, whatever, if like they have a brand that they want the THC girls to represent, we'll come to the pop-up, we'll sit at the, you know, the booth. You know, I promoted this brand, Shisha Leafa. That was a company that Krista, the THC girl company, they like completely started it from the ground up. And that's it's a shisha company for like hookah stuff, but it's tobacco free, nicotine free, and THC free because it's made out of sweet leaf. And I just love that product because, like, I don't really fuck with hookah, but it's, like, weed-based.
It's weed, yeah.
Like, that's tight, you know? So, like, I like THC girls because it's everything that is, it's stuff that, like, we can sell or that we can promote well because we like it and we're interested in it. But also, like, a misconception might be that we only focus on weed or, like, I'm sorry, marijuana industry-based stuff, but we really don't. We're tapped into everywhere.
Everything. Yeah. And that's brands, music videos, events, marketing, if you want to start your own business. Mm-hmm. And then we actually have an app that's on.
Oh, that app is dropping soon?
Yes, yeah. It's about to drop, so keep your eyes peeled. It's super mm-hmm. dope. You're going to be able to book us literally straight from the app. Also see, like, different events that we might be at and all type of awesome stuff. And then if you're a vendor and you want to be promoted, we can definitely push that also on mm-hmm. the app. So that's all.
Like, so if Zopax wanted to do a pop-up, you know, and wanted the THC girls to, because if you're busy as hell, you know, you got to right. do your art thing or whatever. Right. You got a podcast whatever, doing. We got you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yes. And I, you know, so we'll just. We're basically the face of the product because we're all about representation and just pushing the brands that, you know, we fuck with and who fuck with us, too. But Shayla was talking about the golf tournament that is through a celebrity sports entertainment. So, again, we're not just tapped into THC girls. THC. It's like everything.
Way bigger.
Whatever.
Yeah. And that's in the Hamptons, and we're mad that we missed that trip. Like,
we just got back, though, from Miami,
We're doing a lot of traveling.
Yeah.
It's not terrible.
We just got back.
But stop it. They're like in the Hamptons in a like freaking castle. 18-room mansion.
Castle.
Like partying with the guys from Shark Tank. Like,
castle.
That's fucking tight.
Yeah, it's like real networking. They're like really out there networking. So
damn, that's super
definitely
dope.
All about footwork, I think.
Yeah, for
genuine
sure.
Genuine connections takes you much more than a lot of things.
Right, absolutely.
So you could almost just say like a media production company, right?
Like marketing. Yeah, marketing and branding. Marketing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Marketing and branding, yeah.
Show anything, sure. What you want.
What you want.
We will get it done. We will get it done.
I got what you
want. Like photo shoots, like some of our girls are just models. That's kind of how I got started with the THC girls because I was like, oh, that'd be cool. Like I'll go do a photo shoot where I'm like just smoking weed because she needed that. We have, like, content days is what we call them. So we'll just go if you wanted us to represent one of your brands and we're just smoking your brand, we'll just take pictures for you. We'll be the models instead of you having to go find the models. We'll provide the models. Just certain stuff. And now you can use the app. Like, as a vendor, you join the membership. Yes. You can pick, excuse me, you can pick what models you actually want. And then those models will get paid directly through the app. So it's a lot less headache. We got reviews now, so you can, like, really see what girls are super involved, you know.
Right.
It's, like, that's more hands-on instead of just going through Krista now, because that takes a lot off of her. She's been doing this for, like, 10 years building this shit. So.
Right.
And Sanja, you know, like, they're behind the scenes now, and we're trying to, like, take over type shit.
Right.
You know?
That's dope.
Mm-hmm. State to state.
That sounds dope. Like y'all got your hands in a little bit of everything.
Yeah, everything. We're excited.
Let's go. So y'all always out and about, I take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very busy.
We're going to go to Vegas for Cannabis
October,
Expo.
Right?
Yeah, October.
Yep.
And then, should we speak it into existence? If it's recorded, we can't go back.
Right.
But we have plans to move to Miami. Expanded to Miami.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Chris is in Miami, actually, right now. Dope. And Sanja, they're all ball in Miami. So there's
tight.
A lot of big moves out there. So
yeah, we're trying to just be closer to
big
the team.
Opportunities.
And
that's super tight.
Yeah.
That's dope. And both of y'all claim to be professional blunt rollers, right?
Sure. Let's see.
How many have y'all smoked at this point?
I'm like,
are y'all
shaking?
High or high?
I'm
like fucking stoned.
We also have blunts like rolled right in front of us. I got big old. I think you have two.
I got two pearled ups over here.
Yeah, I got one right there, Elvis.
Yeah, we.
I don't call myself a professional blunt roller.
Huh?
However. I definitely.
However,
you killed the eighth one though. You got a mark.
His blunts are literally as big as my thumb.
You have a mark
eighth
on
woods.
Eighth wood.
Eighth
that.
Woods. That's it.
They're literally half.
The
to
eighth
be.
Wood, as in he puts a whole eighth in a wood.
Yeah, exactly.
What
or
a
more.
Waste.
Or
of
more.
Weed.
That waste.
That's all I have to
say. That's
they
that's
be
the
quarter.
Necessity.
They're
if it's not an eighth, no, if it's not an eighth, it's there's too much tobacco.
Right, that is true.
If it's not an eighth, it's too much tobacco.
But that's what the fuck you got the scissors for?
Nah, I don't cut nothing off.
Listen, I'll roll you a wood. Next time, give it to me.
It's possible.
Let me show you how to get it done.
It's possible to roll
you
up that wood without putting the whole eighth in it.
Yeah,
tell me not.
He just doesn't
believe. At least 2 grams, 2.5.
I got vouchers.
He doesn't really believe in like wasting the paper, so that's why it is true.
If we from the trenches, we don't use scissors.
No scissors. I just go straight. Right. That's it.
Yeah, even me, I rip that shit with my finger because like, precision.
I don't even rip nothing off. I just straight all the way through. I didn't rip nothing. Yeah. Come on, let me roll this motherfucker up again.
Oh my gosh. Can you ask me about my job?
That's what we're going to get to. Real quick, though, I want to shout out everyone in the room real quick. We got my homie Juan doing our video and pictures.
Big Juan in the place to be.
Yeah, we got Ice Cold over here. He's like videographer, MC, a little bit of everything. Then we got DeAndre. He's like ultimate hustler, guy that hands and everything. Then we got, Tino Mac. The Mac Shack.
Owner of the Mac Shack.
I'm high, brother.
Hell yeah.
Let's go. Eat that mac and cheese. That shit gonna change
owner of the
your
Mac Shack.
Life.
There you go.
The Mac,
you
the motherfucking Mac Shack. Saturdays at Oasis.
At Oasis.
Don't miss it.
Don't.
The Mac Shack.
So fire.
And Instagram handles?
The Mac Shack.
The Mac at the Mac Shack. Facebook at the Mac Shack. All that shit at the Mac Shack.
Yeah.
Let's go. Twitter at the Mac Shack.
Y'all need to, check
double
out Elvis. I wish you could see this.
At the Mac Shack.
Oh, man. He's,
catch him
I need some motherfucking Mac Shack right now. What's up?
I'm about to pull up to the podcast with
I need
truck,
the Mac Shack.
And
right
the greens,
now.
Too. The greens are all fire. That.
Y'all are making me hungry.
Seafood, mac and
munchies and shit.
I need food right now.
You know there's going to be someone that smokes a lot. You should just pull the truck up out back.
Right. You're slacking. No, just kidding.
If you're smoking at least an ounce in an hour, you need a food truck there. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of weed.
I feel like Styles P.
That's a lot.
Every day I smoke an ounce and a half.
That's a lot of weed.
He said every day. That's because you roll
eighth
quarter
woods. Nah. That's next level.
That one has. This one has a rosin in it, too.
So Jesus.
So if
was that the one that you rolled?
That's
the one
I
rolled.
That's why you guys. I told you later. Yeah, my bad.
And I'll tell you what.
I put a little terps on it.
I'll tell you what. The THC.
I put a gram of rosin in that shit.
This rotation is so fucked.
Shut up. Be good.
No one knows how to keep a running rotation, but we do have a million blunts going.
Yeah, that was
literally
eighth wood with the gram of rosin.
Seven blunts at the table.
there's a group of blunts just right now.
This is a lot.
And this ain't even half the blunts that we've smoked.
We still got blunts on. Yeah, I got.
Oh, my gosh.
We ain't messing around. Like I said, the THC girls.
We smoke.
You see, we hanging.
When listen, story time.
Bradley is
Story time. All right, let's bring it down. Story time. Here we go.
When DeShayla and I visited Krista and Dev recently for like a team, kind of like a team meetup in Miami, and it was also Dev's birthday, but it was really like a really great trip.
Y'all gotta be quiet over there.
Speaking.
Y'all gotta be quiet. Y'all killing me.
Lord have mercy.
I want home.
Okay.
Rewind.
Okay, back to my story. What was I saying? Where was I? Okay, yeah, so we visited Krista and Dev and in Miami. Jesus. Okay. And when we landed, because I came with like, how many? I think I had 15 blunts, pre-rolled. Yeah, because I'll stick like five.
In one of those.
Usually our process.
Yeah, so I had three packs, then she had weed. So when we got to her house, we smoked a blunt. We were like catching up with Krista on the porch. We smoke a whole blunt, and then like before that blunt's over, we light another one. Chris is like, "God damn, you guys are smoking another one." I said, "Hey, we at sea level, baby."
Yeah, you gotta smoke more.
Because, I think this, and that's why I was saying this story, because I could segue in. But when we're not at high ass elevation, I just noticed you could really enjoy marijuana. Like in Colorado, like we just be fucking high. Like all of us are just stoned as shit.
Yeah.
Like we're really high.
That's
but true. Like if you go to another state,
you can appreciate.
You can really like. Maybe you get the euphoria. Maybe you get the giggles. Maybe you like. You know.
A little more. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think
like,
I feel that too.
It's real. You get to yeah.
It's
so
like
that was my
especially in my especially in South Florida, because that shit is humid as fuck. I feel like you get a little extra high.
I love
that's
it.
Something
like
happens.
Smoke weed all day. You just can't sit in a chair and smoke weed all day. You got to get up and do different shit to catch that different high. You know, you sit there all day for 8 hours. You're going to be zombied out.
We'd be fucking melted by then. Yeah. Shit. Literally.
And it's in our pores, man. We smell like weed all the time and don't even know it. I go home fresh off the plane in Texas, haven't smoked, showered fresh, fresh clothes. People are like, damn, you smell like weed.
Like, I'm from Colorado, man.
I know. I take my daughter to school. And then everyone's all looking at me. Everyone's all looking at me and shit. And I'm like, oh, I probably.
Sweet guy.
Well, because I wake up all early from the. And put on the clothes from the podcast real quick from the night before just to take her to school at fucking 7 in the morning, you know, and then boom.
Puerto Rican over here.
Like, oh, yeah, smelling like weed.
Puerto Rican, that's funny.
A Mexican bee.
Oh, it doesn't stick to me.
Yes, Mexican bee.
Mexican bee.
Yes.
Mexican. That is fucking hilarious, bro.
She said, I'm okay. Not Puerto Rican.
He said he grabs the clothes from the night before from the podcast and straight goes, smelling like weed.
Listen, see, my blunts, these woods wouldn't unstick at the end if I rolled it. But I don't want to take it there.
There's one in here.
Shots fired.
I mean, but I like, there.
If they were handled right.
Oh, shit.
That's true.
He said you don't know how to handle
it. I did a rolling competition, a blunt rolling competition. Yeah. This about pissed me off.
Rewind. That was pretty good.
Her and my sister.
Yo.
They can roll some blunts.
Well, we're going to invite y'all to our blunt Olympics. So
yeah. Okay, but can you make it fair? Because I'm talking like everybody has to roll the same brand. I'm talking
the judges need to know how to smoke.
Same flavor.
No, it's going by brand by flavor type shit.
Dude.
All the judges, none of them smoked backwoods. So okay, so first off, I asked the guy like, well, what are we rolling with? Should I roll a wood? Or he's like, oh, everybody's rolling with like zigzags, and I'm like, who the fuck wants to win a rolling competition rolling a fucking zigzag? Anybody can do that,
zigzags?
Right? But listen, so I'm like, all right, I'm gonna kill him with the wood. I fucking rolled this wood so beautiful, and then these bitches. First off, and they were all men. Excuse me. That's not nice. But hey, they lit my shit sideways.
Can be bitches.
Then they passed it around, squeezed the hell out of it, so it unraveled, and I lost because of them.
Same.
Handler's error.
You fixed it, though. See you.
Oh, no, we got it.
That's happening.
But we Dr. Blunts around here.
Oh, God. And your sister got played, too, because her shit was a stroker. Like, they're just not wood smokers.
They just don't smoke woods. There has to be a judges for woods. Judges for swishers. Judges for can't be all.
Period.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna have like couple different categories.
Do it.
A bunch of different categories.
Best eighth wood. See who can smoke
eighth wood.
See who can smoke the eighth wood the fastest. You know what I mean?
I don't know if we should do best eighth wood.
All right, and I can roll with a pack. So you got to do best pack roll. Let's see who's really real with it.
That's cheating.
No, it's not.
That is cheating.
Well, then you should be able to do it real well then, Bobo.
I don't do it. I never have ever
dude,
done
it's so
it
fucking
ever
easy.
In my life.
So it's easy. So tight.
Would use a it's backwoods cheating. Pack.
It's the like the best way
you've
to
seen,
get a perfect,
you've seen that?
What's
a perfect
that?
Roll.
Using the pack.
You use the
roll,
pack.
You do the one hand roll like that, single motion, or are you talking just with
I got
as
what
a
you're
guide?
Saying.
I like to, yeah.
Put both hands on it.
Yeah, I'm a two-hander.
Two-hander. Two-hander, ooh.
It's real X-rated.
Right, preferably.
Yeah, right. He gets it. God, he knows what the ladies like.
No.
All right. Anyways,
we're all smoking the blunt to that one.
Indeed.
Smokes blunt.
Smokes blunt.
Smokes three.
Oh my God, where's the filter on this thing? I think I'm done with that. You want that?
Sure.
I think that one's done.
Is it?
I wore a bun today, and my headphones keep coming off, and it's really annoying. But
yeah. Hey.
We're striving.
All the heat. It's hot here.
Oh, yeah, we need to turn the air conditioner.
I think it feels great.
Well, now it is earlier.
Oh, the fan's like right at me.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
For a minute, you know? So what other kind of hobbies you guys got besides modeling and rolling blunts and smoking weed?
Yeah, what else are you into?
Shit, I like to fish and roller skate, play some basketball.
Oh, yeah, the roller skating, that's the sick shit.
She said fish and roller skate. So you like to roller skate and fish at the same time?
Not the same
time. Not at the same time. It's multiple hobbies.
Or are you fishing when you're roller skating, like you're trying to catch a dude? You don't need to go fishing.
Fishing, roller skate, and basketball.
You could probably do that if you ice skated. You could probably, like, ice fish and do that.
Yeah, hold the pole and fish around.
I'm clumsy.
You'd get pulled in. It would,
I
like,
am
slide
though.
Right in. Jesus, you're
skating
with
slide.
Right
in.
Slide
right in. Hallelujah.
You guys are dirty.
There's a break.
There's a what?
Like, you know.
Not on ice skates. on roller skates, like at the four. I'll do some four roller skates.
Shit, I got my socks on right now. Let's go.
Sorry. I don't do that. I don't have the knees. I've had two knee surgeries.
Do you rollerblade at all there?
No, I don't like really rollerblading. Like, I can, but I don't like it. Right. I could do more on four, you feel me?
More on four.
What? Oh, on the four wheels.
Yeah, that's it.
Give me that drum.
I need a break. Yeah,
this is, the innuendos are serious.
We need intermission.
Jesus.
I think we just need to light another blunt.
It's been a really long day.
Light another blunt.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah. There's, like, still... two in rotation.
That's quite all right.
Somebody want to start this wood?
See?
There's one last one in the pack.
Here, right here.
All
right. Oh, you're going to let her. No, let her.
Honestly,
let her.
This is going to take me too long. We got business to attend to.
This don't is take all you, because you were saying. All
right, take this.
I'm taking
hand
it
hand
right
her
here.
The pack.
Yeah, give me some weed first off. Thank you.
And
the
Bradley
weed.
Doesn't talk.
Oh, you want me to do a pack roll?
Whatever you want to do.
Since it's the last one. Maybe that's the thing that you do.
Look
is
it.
Like,
see, you rip it down the middle.
So you rip it down the middle.
I'm like, tutorial.
Side to side.
Back, side to side.
Yo. Yo. I was going to say some back. Womanly shit right now, but it's okay. I'm going to hold it in.
Take a breath.
God, my uterus is kicking my ass right now.
You know
that's
I'm
all
really
I got to say.
Just come to me.
All right, give me some weed.
I just need, like, to keep hitting the blood. Take a shot.
Oh, you're putting on mama brands.
It's going down. We're learning how to...
Oh, my God.
What?
Do the pack roll.
I'm just chewing on it.
You just tasting the weed?
Yeah, what?
Look at
my dog loves stems. Mm-mm-mm.
Eat some.
That's okay to give a dog.
Oh, man.
Yeah, of course.
It'll choke on it.
It's like microdosing.
Okay, so here's the thing.
If they're smart.
My dog is smart as fuck. Yeah. Oh, okay. And I watch him, too. I make sure. He'll, like, he's so weird. He's like a human. He, like, puts it in his teeth and really, like, mashes it down. He's the smartest fucking thing. And then so also on the my main day job, model by night, gardener in the grow by day, full-time work at a grow. For a Magic City cannabis.
A hard ass worker,
them.
Legit.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Day and night.
Oh, thank you. And I've worked for Ram too. That shit was great. You have a beautiful establishment. But so whenever I do harvest there, I'm usually the one that chops down the plants. So after I weigh them, if there's like a big ass stem left, I'll chop the stem and it'll be like a bone size. So instead of giving my dog bones, but they have to be same day. Because if you give it to them when they're dry, it turns into toothpicks, and that's when it like he'll like bleed and shit. Yeah. But same day when it's wet, oh my God, it's like he loves it. It's almost like sugarcane kind of to him. Like I could, well, I imagine it smells really good to me. Right. And also, my grow uses all organic, you know, stuff. You know, most places do. I mean, I would hope or assume, but I know for a fact that we use all organic shit. So I know like. I wouldn't give him nothing I wouldn't put in my body. You
right,
know what I
exactly.
Mean? So I like to chew on stems. Yeah.
Right. So. Juicing like leaves and shit is really good too.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's throw it in your juice. It's supposed to. It's all kinds of really cool scientific shit that goes on. Yeah. I just don't know the names to all of them. Cannabinoids.
Because people think like weed leaves are waste, you know? They think it's just waste.
Yeah, it's not just waste. There's a lot of really good. Health benefits to consuming the plant itself.
Yeah, and you're not going to get high either. It's straight off the plant. It's still in its THCA form.
Yeah. You don't get, that's not activated. Literally medicinal purposes only. Anti-inflammatory, all kinds of.
That's why I like that. She should leave a, to, I mean. You know,
right. Yeah, same, yeah.
It's all natural.
That's awesome. That's a dope idea. I'm into that. I'm like,
super
now I want to check it out.
Yeah, it is super
dope. Super dope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to roll
Heck yes.
Blunt.
Yeah, we're doing this
I
blunt.
Told you I'm going to get distracted.
Well, don't get distracted.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. It's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it's okay.
Ash on the phone. Ash on the phone.
So,
Ash on her fingers.
Miami, though, you know, yeah, that's a big move.
It is big.
How do you feel about that? You guys excited, nervous?
Yeah, it's like a lot of planning.
Is it what you really want to do? You gotta talk into the mic. You gotta talk into the mic.
Oh, I was
We got too comfy here.
We're
a
little
back.
Hot. Yeah. Listen, it's a lot of planning, but there's a lot of opportunity out there. So I think getting a house out there would be
that's the move.
Beneficial.
Like a party house that we can come visit.
Ooh, I don't know.
Nobody wants to do that.
I tried.
I'm on two houses.
You gotta have a second house for that kind of shit.
You have your regular house and you have your compound house.
Nobody That's just got a second. Nobody just got a second house.
Whenever people come to party, you just charge them $100. And
that
like,
shit don't happen.
It's always
this ain't
a party.
This ain't Denver,
though.
2003.
It's definitely always a party though in Miami. You don't need the house. You're not even there.
I mean,
if you're visiting, you're not.
Right, you just need a place to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're asleep.
If you do sleep. Not if you're in space.
Oh, God. I'm not ready. No, oh, God. Yes,
that
space.
Dangerous.
Shadow Club Space.
Specials. Cry.
You have any Club Space stories?
Imagine listening to that for like 8 hours straight.
Is it okay to say, I wish I had been on drugs? Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah, you could definitely
say
that.
Is this a safe
space? I actually understand exactly what you're saying when you say that.
Yeah.
It's a techno club.
Yeah.
I can kind
of. It's that kind of music you can only appreciate when you're on drugs.
Dude, okay, and it starts at like a real chill trance. Then by fucking 3 a.m., it finally starts to catch
the
a beat.
The beat drops. It's the same
then
song.
Then by 6 a.m., it's dubstep. Like, what the fuck?
That's
so,
hilarious.
Like, the first whole
Where
half of the night, I was just sitting there like,
no words.
This
it
is
was
boring.
Such a fun time, but it was no words. You had
yeah,
lie.
No words.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just really stoned, but it was cool. I mean, it was great. It was a great fun time because we were all there with the team again for like the birthday. So it was just like super fun. Right. And it was cool because I'd never been to a 24-hour
club
place before.
Yeah. Which was, it doesn't close until like noon.
And then it reopens. You were working?
It reopens at like 4.
You were working or you guys were actually there?
We were just.
We did both.
Partying.
It was like both, yeah.
Okay. Any club that we went to, we were promoting. And, you know, Chris has got a lot of connections out there with the. With the clubs, so we've got, like, bottle service. Anytime we go out there, basically, we just hit them up and, you know, they'll get us a table with bottle service. We just have to, like, promote them while we're there, you know? We do a lot of, like, little collaborations. Like
yeah, I'm trying to think of the first club.
What was El Santos?
Oh, yeah, yeah, El Santos. Yeah, shout out to them because they were super great hosts and they actually played super dope music, so.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Definitely a different vibe.
So more than one song.
I'm going to have to get used to techno and house mixes for sure.
For sure.
That's weird.
Yeah,
but you might hear a little rap, but it's to a techno beat all sped up.
They say rap and hip hop is only at strip clubs, and like, you know, that's fine.
That's like the best place to listen to like, how do I say it? To
I
find
was like, where's the strip club?
To find good music?
Yeah, we,
like, yeah,
we were
like,
going to go.
That's
a
joke track star. Yeah. Oh, my God. Strip club is the best
Bro,
place
I'm not spending my own money at a motherfucking strip club.
I just
club.
Can't
that's
go to strip clubs. I don't do strip clubs. I just can't
I
do
need ever that. Sponsor.
Yeah, I just go to Dirty's. So that's it. That's the only one I'll go to.
I just personally can't.
Sal.
Big
Daddy Sal. He was great. Chris is just like, we just have so many connections. Like, it sounds dirty, but Sal was a great guy. He like,
yeah,
he was there in Miami, like, you know, bought like all the bottles and shit, just showed love because he's got so many business connections. It's just,
he's a very dope. He's super
we're all
dope.
Tapped in. Yeah.
He definitely.
Yeah.
Dope.
She was so fun. Like, and that's kind of Chris's main plan is that we want to go like state to state. Like, you know, for example, like if we went to Las Vegas, we'll go to that cannabis convention and then we'll party and we'll like, you know, we'll make sure that we make connections before we get out there. That way we can go basically party for free, you know.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
we're like THC
ticket.
Girls
right,
take
course.
Over Las Vegas.
Yeah.
We went to Arizona all fucking random because we were a part of another podcast and we ain't gonna shout them out. We is not shouting them out at all. At all, okay.
Let's just say
no.
Thou shalt not be named.
I had like, I had a great interview that's just lost
named.
Forever. So
oh, not Joe Thunder podcast.
No, Yeah, we ain't talking about that. Anyways, but we were supposed to go.
Best out of it.
Yeah, we were supposed to go do the same thing, like take the podcast to Arizona. Like we were trying to like just kind of just get out of the city and like go do shit somewhere else. Like maybe go street to street with a mic and like talk to people about the podcast, whatever. So we planned on doing that. Mm-hmm. Like we missed our flight. Big fucking deal. It's $60 more to upgrade. Threw a fucking temper tantrum. Left me and her. Whoops. Me and her in the fucking airport. Here I go talking shit. And we looked at each other and like, I mean, at this point, we know each other. Like, fuck it. Let's just go to Arizona. Like, I was still drunk on the night before. I said, I'm still getting on the plane at
2:15.
Oh, my God. We woke up and like, yeah.
I was like, are you coming?
Yeah, she made, I'm not going to say who made us miss the flight, but her name may rhyme with Shmishmela.
Shit.
Okay. So, here, I'm distracted. Take this.
Yeah.
Okay, but long story short, we flipped that whole trip. Instead of going out there to just like party in Arizona and spend money, we went out there to promote the THC girls, you know? So we just make sure we're heavy on our content. Anytime we were even like smoking weed, we just like tagged them in Arizona. Like it's all about like, we're just trying to be wherever. We had a blast.
Bradley's actually became my travel buddy lately.
Yeah.
And I definitely appreciate her because she's so dope.
Oh my God, thank you. You too.
We went to the aquarium. That was tight.
Oh my gosh, I love the aquarium.
We almost missed our flight back from Arizona too. Let's tell that part because we were running through the fucking airport. Oh, the Arizona airport at 8 a.m. on Monday morning.
And Miami, bro. Oh, bitch. We are
so it's like a thing. It's but a thing. Yeah, you know.
We're fun travel buddies, but clearly we need to get it together.
We're getting better. Right,
right. We're getting better.
Two Scorpios are very interesting.
We're a week apart. Oh, my gosh. We're about to go to Atlanta because Erykah Badu, is going to be there.
Okay, let's talk about that, too, how we knew that Erykah Badu was going to be in Atlanta, and she then she announced the Denver show.
Fucking 2 days later. I like, oh, shit. I had the bread, like, ready, so I just was, like, telling them, like, yo, we're going. Let's book the shit in Atlanta like, now. I kind of pushed them to do it low-key, like, kind of like... On the spot was like, we're doing dude, this. Let's do it. Then Make 2 days later, she announces her tour out in Denver.
Coming to Denver.
I was in the... I was so pissed.
So then we're like, should we go to Denver first and then go to the Atlanta show? But I said I think it will ruin it.
I may have bought a ticket to here already too. I kind of want to go alone, low key. But if you get one, I'll go with you. Oh, this shit is falling off my ears.
I'm not. I don't know. There's so many concerts coming up.
Help you, but
it's okay. You don't need them.
I really don't need them.
You don't need them. Yeah, you can hear us.
Hey, so when is y'all birthdays then? If y'all Scorpios.
Oh,
October 30th.
Okay. And I'm November 8th.
Gang gang.
I'm October 23rd.
Oh, okay, so you're
so
like
you're the first
Libra.
Day.
I'm both. Best of both.
He's on the cusp.
I'm on the cusp too of Leo Virgo.
Oh, that's crazy. Wait, when's your birthday?
Just Sunday.
Oh my God, that's the highest shit. That's probably the highest shit I've ever done. We were just here. We were here for the birthday party.
That was a long day too.
We all met that day.
That was a long day for us.
I'm just mind blown at myself.
Yeah,
right
I was here
now.
Since 2 till what, 9?
And
smoking.
I didn't even do the pack roll for you bitches because I fucking am so stoned that I just got distracted.
Just roll, it don't even matter.
Any more meat? We're all out.
I'm the tray.
Shout out, be good. Be good for the
oh
real.
My God.
Let me keep this.
Yeah, if y'all don't know about that, we're over here on 11 West Hamden Boulevard.
I got more at home.
104.
So, I don't know if y'all got plans for the weekend, but I'll be at Beta all weekend. I have a fashion show, too.
Oh, shit.
Actually, we both will be there walking on Saturday for the music and fashion showcase.
The urban music fashion
showcase. Shout out to Kevin Miller, you know, Coco with Antics and Kevin Miller.
Lots of good brands
that starts
that day.
At 7. Get your tickets.
And that's, like, one of the first fashion shows that's been organized since, like, the COVID shit.
Yeah, it's been about a year.
The what that shall not be named. Oh, don't. Jesus, she's going to cough after I say it, too? Get out. Get out of here. Just kidding. No, but, yeah. So that fashion show will be fun.
It will be fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Jacquees on Friday.
Ooh.
I think.
Love his voice.
A lot of people will be in the building.
That's at Beta.
Mm-hmm. Both of the events are at Beta. So.
And she's, you call it hosting, right?
I mean, yeah, kind of. I'm like promoting it.
Promoting, so. Hosting, whatever. They gave her a booth and a flyer. It's legit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
you know. What's up?
Shout out Bank Teller.
Whoa. That
sounds dope. Thank you. Y'all be partying a lot? Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah. We just go out. I would say we go out.
She's over there. Look at her. She's like,
I do. I'm all high.
She stays out late as hell. I'm old, so I can't do that.
Motherfucking
no
paint.
I cannot fucking do
I
that
do
shit
occasionally party. I blame the tequila.
Ew.
What's your
it's
favorite?
It's not me. It's the tequila.
It's the tequila.
I drink vodka.
See, that's what I don't drink.
What's your favorite tequila?
I really drink 1800 Raspido or how?
Reposado.
Reposado. There we go. See, real yeah. Mexican.
For it's sure.
Like, I be asking them, I'm like, Raspido. Then they say it back to me. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. That one.
Hell yeah.
I like it because it's so smooth. Reposado. Yeah, I like it because it's so smooth and it gets me so drunk.
Nasty. Have you, what about the Casamigos shit? You like that shit?
I do like Casamigos, but I feel like, you know, I don't fall for the hype. You feel me? Like, tequila's tequila.
So. Right, it's just a name and a bottle.
Some of the
it's
best shit good. I ever had didn't have no label on it.
It okay.
Mm-hmm. For real.
Mm-hmm. Shit. I'll take two Margaritavilles and be turned, you
know? Oh my God. I really don't even need much. No. Like, literally.
Okay, Bradley is like a, yeah. One, two drinks.
But not at sea level.
Yeah, you could handle
it. She was drinking.
Yeah, you could get done.
Yo, she was chugging the bottle, and I was scared. I was like, fuck.
Watch out.
Nah, but I'm gooch.
Yeah, but, what?
I can drink. So here's the thing is, I can drink a lot, and you might not even know, because I'm watching everybody make a fool out of their motherfucking selves, and I'll never, like, make somebody babysit me. So, I really can handle. I can handle my liquor.
Yeah, you've never been crazy. I could just tell. Mm-hmm. I've been drunk.
I had alcohol poison one time. Alcohol is terrible.
Yeah,
that's not good.
It's really not good. They're trying to push like CBDs as a like CBD
I
alcohol
see that today.
As like a what do you call that?
Alternative.
They said it's gonna save it
no,
or something.
Alternative.
It's gonna lower the level of alcoholism or something, right?
Mm?
It was like CBD lowers the levels of alcoholism. I seen it today.
It levels you out.
It just, yeah, like probably gives you the same, maybe not the same feeling, but it's
the
like an O'Doul's, but with CBD.
Yeah, but it gives you some sort of like euphoric something
yeah.
instead of.
Yeah, so doesn't that mean it would be mixed with something or no?
Is just like a CBD.
Straight up.
They have THC beer already.
Yeah,
I want to try that.
Saria. It's the first beer I, because it's de-alcoholized. There's no alcohol in it.
So it's just.
And it's just THC. And it's the first beer I had in like, I think 6 years at the
did
time.
Did you feel
when
like kind of drunk?
I just got high.
But did it, see, and then
it was like
an
edible.
Some, well, I mean, I don't know. I can't
same
speak
thing.
For, that doesn't make you like want to go get a real.
No, beer. No, I'm ready. No, not at all.
You
honestly.
Know what I mean?
Because it's like a high.
Yeah.
But that's the same as those hemp cigarettes. I want to finish this. I'm so stoned already. It's like the hemp cigarettes. It's supposed to be alternative for, obviously, like, tobacco cigarettes. And I don't fuck with cigarettes because they gave my grandmother lung cancer.
Yeah, fuck cigarettes.
So, you know, RIP.
Yeah,
fuck cigarettes.
Fuck
so,
cancer.
Yeah, fuck
yeah,
cancer.
Yeah, fuck
well,
cancer.
There is an alternative.
But there's an alternative. Thank you. It's getting sidetracked.
Hemp cigarettes.
Yes, there's the hemp cigarettes. I yeah. really like those. And THC represents multiple, or is it just the black and... whatever.
Yeah, like Axe and Axel.
Mm, mm.
It's a hemp cigarette brand.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm a brand ambassador for them too, and they're really dope. It's literally all. It has like 0.03 THC, so it's like a CBD hemp cigarette, literally. And it looks like a cigarette.
Tough.
It smokes like a cigarette. Like
I got one in the gas station the other day.
They are starting to sell them here, so I'm going to try
right.
to get Axe and Axel out here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's tight.
They literally, and I'm not even kidding you, I should have put it on my Instagram because, like, this is crazy to me. But she said you get a free hemp cigarette with any tobacco purchase because I was buying sticks. And I was like, what? Yeah, and she's like, yeah, just take one. It was like a box of them. Yeah. That's what she said.
Where's this at?
This was at Parker and...
Joe's trying to get a free hemp
right.
cigarette.
Like, hey.
I'm gonna bring some Fags and Axels. What
fucking gas station?
Yeah, bring them over.
Like not Iliff and Havana, but Parker and.
I remember you talking about.
It was a 7-Eleven.
The red and blue one next to that fucking greasy ass restaurant. Next to the Arby's in the on that strip.
There's like
I don't like that restaurant. Everything's fried. There's even a salad with fried shit on it.
All fried everything.
I
they get the salad and fry that shit.
Why'd they do that? What's wrong with you? All right, let me
fry your cheesecake.
You talking about Fat Shack?
Hey, I like Fat Shack.
No, I don't think Fat Shack. No, that's not down there.
I could definitely especially go for some Fat Shack.
You know what you're getting with Fat Shack, though. You ain't. Yeah,
four
in
the morning. I know what I'm getting.
Shout out to the name.
Starting off fried. Yeah.
Fried Rice Krispies.
Let's start at fried.
It's like some Chubbies. You know what you're getting.
This is a rare question, but could you pass me the scissors?
Uh-oh. That's could a little different.
What'd you
I
say?
I like the way she said it, though. That was a rare question.
Chubbies is different.
Since we have them, we could be bougie with our scissors.
Oh my God, I might as well use them since they're here.
I need to invest in some scissors.
Trenches.
You can't just carry those around, though.
Dang,
like,
my nails is all crusty.
Everywhere you go.
I guess you're
my
right.
My sister has little mini scissors.
You gotta keep them, yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
I've seen like, actually like, I want to say like three different people like pull out scissors like when rolling blunts.
They really carry them with them. Yeah. Like in I'm like, okay.
They keep them for everybody else. I don't
and
even
I'm
use
all
them.
About my mouthpieces like that. Sometimes they turn out like cones just because like I like to. It's all about the aerodynamics.
Right. Make sure I can hit you with this motherfucker from across the room.
You feel me? Airplanes, but not joints, you know. Missiles, maybe.
Like
missiles.
Hey.
That actually looks like a missile.
See? Dark. Same shit. And they got to be fat. And then I always like to give a little... Just a little run through.
A little run through with the lighter?
Yeah. Okay. People think that's weird. Like, the fuck's wrong with
you? You kill all the COVID with that.
Right.
Dude, been doing that
that's
shit
where you kill
COVID.
The COVID. That's right. I forgot about
that. I got my negative test.
I forgot about that stuff.
I really have to go get tested because... Ooh, here's a segue.
Here's my negative COVID test on my phone.
Let's get that in the air.
So, yeah, we all got negatives.
Nah, because some venues are making you take the test show you that you're vaccinated.
Or fucked.
Yep. Yeah, I just saw that today. I was looking at a bunch of shows. And that
for the white party, you have to get it 72
It's a little
hours.
Stressful because now I got to go fucking get tested when I have events coming up
and
this week.
Have to do it 72 hours.
72 hours.
Event.
Yeah,
you can't just like ride off of the test.
I know. So now I think I'm gonna have to go tomorrow. Hopefully, I think they do.
We need it for this weekend.
We need it for this weekend to go to the Han Solo the Phantom rap show. That's
Sunday.
At your mom's house.
Yeah,
that's like
house.
The best name of
your
a
mom's
it's at your mom's house.
Yes, it is. It's at your mom's house.
It's at your mom's house.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'd be so serious when I'm talking about, like, yeah, I got this event at your mom's house, and I'm, you know, I gotta go, feel blah blah blah. And then people are just like, wait, what? Like
my mom's not having an event.
Yeah, you're not going to my mom's house, dude.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Too high.
So I'll be rolling blunts for them, actually. So that's pretty exciting.
Literally a professional blunt roller. You get paid.
That would be so cool. Like, if I could have a dream job, professional,
yeah.
Or not even professional, maybe just private blunt roller. Like, yo, hire me.
Right.
You know, Snoop Dogg, what up? You know?
Snoop has this dude that he's been rocking with for a grip.
A long time, probably.
Supposedly, he just knows when the right time is to pull out a blunt.
See?
He's like, oh, here you go. And so it was like, that was just about to say. I need
he's like you with those nunchucks.
This motherfucker, yeah.
You know
yeah.
How to work nunchucks or what?
No, for real. Like,
definitely.
I don't know. I'm really
keep forgetting
tired.
To bring them up, dog. You got to remind me. I'll bring up
the Elvis is nice.
Oh, yeah, bust
the
out the nunchucks one of these days. I'll
it's really dangerous. What if you hit yourself in the head or something?
Well, that's why I've practiced.
Has.
I have.
Yeah.
I did that already, so I don't
he's
know
certified.
More.
He's
I did certified. That before, so I don't do it anymore.
I don't know. That just sounds really dangerous.
I've definitely seen
so dangerous,
a lot of
so
people
dangerous.
Hit themselves in the head with nunchucks, though.
It's dangerous.
It's awful.
That's how we roll.
Oh,
for real, I've seen a lot of people.
The cord just frightened me.
Did it attack you?
I
thought really it was a bug.
I really got scared. I don't know what I thought that was. It was movement, and I don't like it.
She felt something, and she was like, whoa.
I didn't like that.
Like, whoa.
I saw a giant centipede. That shit had to be like 3 fucking inches long.
You're talking about that night?
Bugs. Yeah, at Tetris. But yeah, let me know. Well,
did you name it?
It was outside. Yeah. It was outside, so, you know.
It has a name.
It was a critter. It what?
Midnight?
The Crips? No.
Centipede.
You named it Midnight?
When I was at Tetris Smoke Lounge.
Oh.
No, you were at somewhere. Yeah. Else.
But that shit was crazy. We got some aliens in Colorado, dude. Like,
we were
I'm
just talking about that.
No, we were saying
just
that.
Talking about that. We had aliens.
Yeah, we were asking somebody if they, some guest, I forget who it was.
It was AP&A.
Oh, it was AP&A.
We were all high as fuck talking about aliens.
If
we
they,
were high as
if
fuck.
If they've like, seen aliens, aliens, and then they're like, yep. Right here. They're all over. Right there. That guy right there.
I feel like I'd
be some weird shit.
They would say that.
I'd be glitching out, and I'm like,
yo,
what the fuck?
If you,
like,
you have to see that one.
That'll be
now
out
I
in
feel
a couple
like we're
weeks.
In Men in Black.
You have to see that episode.
Like,
that
like,
shit's wild.
Men in Black?
And they started beatboxing and everything.
The conspiracy.
It was fucking wild.
Well, we did 2 podcasts. We did the mental health one first, and then the second one was all really tight.
Just
the
wild
high
shit.
Fuck.
It was our we're high and talking about wild shit.
We're beatboxing.
It was crazy.
Talking about aliens,
yeah, all that shit.
Everything. It was crazy.
It was the shit.
I love it.
We were high. We're like about this level right now. I'm not
when are you not high, Joe?
During work.
During work?
Yeah. I don't wake up and smoke.
Oh,
I
do.
Yeah. I wake up and smoke.
Me,
that's
but
the first thing
I do. As soon
as I
get to Beacon Dispensaries on the level of West Hampton Boulevard, it is on.
Smoke town.
Elvis usually, he's usually, you know, already
as soon as I wake up, I smoke.
Yeah,
a
I already
lot.
Had a few. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like an emergency.
I wake
batch.
Up and smoke.
I honestly
when
probably
shows up
smoke.
On you.
I wake up and smoke. I roll one the night before to
yeah,
wake
whoa.
Up.
Whoa,
literally.
I'm
no way for
honestly that. Too lazy for that.
What?
But I would if I could.
No, as soon as I open my eyes, if I could just hit the blunt, man.
It's as important as coffee.
I would be. I love coffee.
Coffee and Kush.
Coffee, ice cream,
Kush
coffee.
And coffee.
Kush and coffee.
Coffee,
ice cream
that's
is a bomb.
Great
shout out to
Kush.
That's a podcast. Oh,
bro, we got to get on there. We just got to get our asses the fuck up because it's so early. Bless you. Bless
love
you.
Love all coffee.
Our camera guy.
Gesundheit, Juan.
Juan.
Gesundheit.
Smoke a blunt, go back to bed.
Salud.
Salud. Oh, thank you. I was like, what the fuck is the Spanish word?
Feliz cumpleaños.
I'm so fucking hot. Feliz.
Garcia.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I surprisingly know a lot of Spanish. So I think I'm going to thrive in Mexico. In Miami. In Miami.
Is that where you
in Leo Cuba. I think it would be fun. Although... the Cubanis, that's crazy. I don't
Cubanos.
Even know what you call it. Cubanos, thank you. They speak a different type of Spanish.
It's a good thing you know Spanish.
The
they're
going
to know you're not
the
from
Cubanis.
There.
They love
hey,
you
hola,
there.
Buenos nachos. Donde el baño?
That's me.
Garcia's.
Hey, I'm better than
Gonzalez.
That. That's going to be me.
What's happening?
That would be me. La Playa?
I don't know Spanish.
Yo.
At all?
You better learn some.
La Bicho.
Hola.
Ocean Ale.
I was in New York. Tell
me ocean.
That's how you say ocean in Spanish.
You just say
I took
everything.
French so I could like.
You just
know,
say Ale.
French is cool. French is
it's
hard
very
to
say
Ale after anything and it's pretty much
Ocean Ale. See, no, I'm going to be the foreigner. Fail Spanish.
I don't know. I was going to try and say some French shit, but I forgot.
No,
it's
like, je m'appelle.
Je
bonjour, je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle Elvis. Et toi?
Et tu?
Et toi?
Oh, that's cool because it's like, et tu?
Et
like,
toi?
It's very similar.
It's like, literally.
And then
et
fucking
toi.
English is like weird as hell.
Yeah, he's.
See?
Okay, romance
okay.
Languages.
Parlez-vous français?
Oui.
Comment allez-vous?
Anyways, you lost me at that.
Come si, come sa.
Ah, come si, come sa.
Come si,
come
sa.
Ah,
voulez-vous coucher à revoir?
Ce soir. That's a good one. God, these fucking glasses with the... All right.
Glasses?
We have slowed down the blunts, I have noticed.
Yeah,
blunt
oh my goodness.
Yeah, we were waiting for the... Yeah, we were waiting for that one that... We still should
sorry,
see the pack roll, though.
But you already smoked it because I forgot to do the pack roll.
I know, but do we not have another wood? Yeah, we're out of wood. Oh. So. Oh.
That might have been the last pack.
We are out of wood.
Pew, pew, son of a...
Pew, pew, pew.
Sad day.
Hey.
I love Next how time. They have sage in here. I just want to say that.
Yeah, and the Palo Santo.
I think it's, yeah, oh, yeah. I think that's I very that awesome.
Clean the energy in here, you know, keep it cool.
Hell nice yeah. Space. Good vibes, you know what I mean?
Always.
Hey, real quick, we want to shout out the fucking Kayla Ray show. It's going to be at the Black Sheep, right? In Colorado Springs.
Yes,
on
September
11th, 7 p.m.
Black Sheep. Oh,
well, don't burn yourself up.
I burnt the shit out my leg. My fault, Kayla. Continue.
We just dropped our podcast with Kayla Ray just the other day, and the homie Juan put out a dope video.
Yeah.
Check it out. You can find us everywhere, you know what I mean? But yeah, check out the show. It's coming up, man. You know what I mean? We appreciate that.
For sure.
You know?
I love some good singers,
for
you know?
Real. Yeah. She came on here and killed it. Like,
the vocals.
Yeah, she killed it.
Kayla Ray.
Check it out. Both y'all need to download Podbeam, and y'all need to download the episode. Listen to Kayla Ray when she kills it at the end.
Yeah, yeah. She does a
really live. I think the clip today was right. posted.
You see the video? So
I think
yeah, he right made that.
I know we were talking about that earlier.
I seen a clip today.
Shout out to
the
homie Juan.
Actually.
Come with some dope videos for us, you know? Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker's cold.
That was actually, yeah. I was on 10 too, one of Kayla's videos. That was a fun experience too. Yeah. Kayla's super dope.
She's super dope.
Yeah. We came, we drank. White Claws, got a little buzz.
White Claws?
Yeah.
I'm fucking dope.
She drinks some, you know. It's a little different every time. That's just kind of cool. Yeah. Everyone brings their own little element to
the Yeah, she brought snacks and shit.
Yeah, brought snacks and
everybody loves snacks. Why don't we
Her
have
voice
snacks?
Is
you know, I was thinking about bringing snacks today, and
I was
going to
bring my food in. My food's low-key in the car. I was like,
I ate all the snacks.
I would fuck up
some Garbanzo Mediterranean Grill.
Usually classy.
Little euros.
Yeah, I already. I already took that name.
You know, left is law, but we've been doing it all crazy.
It was awesome.
We've been doing it both ways.
Yeah.
Edibles.
Yeah.
Mexican. The Mexican edibles. Everything
Mexican
with chili.
Edibles. Where are those at?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Coming
this
soon.
This is like blunt. 18.
This is
like
we should beep that out. I don't want
like
to talk about this no more.
In case you don't know.
Forget about yeah.
But
forget
I think
about
all
that.
Y'all know.
Mango chile.
We smoke.
Oh, we smoke.
I'm just smoking jumped on the podcast.
Yeah, I was already on some
I
shit.
Feel like you're going to get on the podcast?
I said we smoke.
All right.
In case they don't know, we smoke. Like.
A lot of weed is consumed.
I've been smoking
We've been
since
breaking
I was
records
in
daily.
Like
I feel like Elvis.
I don't even want to talk
been
about
insane.
We really have. It's been
my
an
first
insane month.
Was when
honestly,
I
feel like a little bit
not
more brain dead.
I was 13, so it don't sound much better.
After this last week.
Sorry, mom and dad.
Yeah, I was 11.
Not beyond it. I have to be on it for work. We're solving shit every day, bro. So I'm making these people happy. They love me.
Weed makes me like at a good level.
I definitely like it more than anything, like than, you know what I mean, drinking or smoking cigarettes. Or.
I don't like going to clubs, like even nightclubs, like if I can't smoke my blunt.
Yeah.
Like if somebody comes up and tells me not to light my shit, it really pisses me off, especially because I know better. Like I'll read the fucking room. If nobody else is smoking, but like I got a blunt in my hand that's not lit and the security guard comes up
already.
Once or twice, I'm gonna snap at your ass. Tell me again not to light this shit. I've literally said that to somebody. Like, nah. Yeah. But if we're in a section and they're like,
I'm
yo.
I'm smoking my blunt.
Yeah.
THC girls, we
but
smoke everywhere. Okay.
We do. Okay. Oh, we also have a song coming.
Can oh, my God. We have the dope
That's all
song.
I think I can say, but there is a song coming to the THC girls. So
are
that's
you
exciting.
Rapper?
No, I'm not rapping.
Don't lie.
Not this
Krista
time.
Met somebody at that while she was time. In New York, and she met like a real from the Bronx, New York rapper. You feel me? Oh, so I fucked up on the rapper part, but but he made like a really dope song, like shouting out all the TAC girls. Like,
yeah.
It's gonna be dope. It'll be like our anthem, and then we're gonna do like a cool video.
Are you gonna sing on it?
No.
I don't know if y'all know this, but Bradley can sing.
She can sing. She actually can sing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I can do some
secret.
Things.
Oh, you going to give us some on the
good
show?
Good to know.
Yeah. No. Okay. I mean,
she said no.
You tripping? I'm high.
You guys are putting me on the spot.
See, like, that's what we do. That's what we do. Yeah.
Next time, do this again.
That's what we're here for.
Sink and facility.
If you weren't people, we wouldn't put you
on
the spot.
Wait, this is mine.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I'd...
Fucking up.
The rotation is really messed up around here.
Oh, you're fucking up the rotation. That's the second time.
Times are hard.
He's got it written down right here. Bradley messed up.
as long as you're making count, keeping track. Jesus.
I wish we did have a counter.
We should add a counter.
You know, yeah, we really should have.
Because today was, you know.
You got to put tally marks on the table.
For the amount of time that it was done in, it was a lot of blunts.
Right.
For sure.
How much time was it, man?
It's almost been an hour.
No.
We are almost out of time.
Kind
of
honored.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Until next time.
Yeah, for sure. Have a
on the Smoking with Joe Thunder podcast.
Coming we like talking.
Yeah, because y'all got to have Sin back. Y'all got to do this again.
Oh, yeah, DJ Sin, yeah, for sure.
I actually really love that.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be
She's
dope.
So great.
She's awesome.
I met her at your birthday party.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, snap.
Really? I'm just retracking my weekend.
Your mental.
Yeah.
Your mental.
I met her there. Life.
There you go.
It was your birthday.
Yep.
Just a couple days ago.
It was
ago.
My birthday. It was just my birthday.
Yeah.
Shout out my fun. Birthday.
So met lots of people. You know, we meet lots of people when we're kind of going
around.
And
we'd be really high.
Yeah.
So.
We'd be high. And we don't have to be like all, like we're professional in like a really chill way. You know, mm-hmm. I don't think Miami is ready for that.
Miami's a
Watch
fucking
out.
Whole other demon.
Yeah.
That shit's
they need
wild.
To chill the fuck out. They need a little slice of Denver, Colorado to come out there and like level them out. Smoke some weed.
More weed. Yeah.
Do some business with us.
Exactly.
More weed.
And elevate yourself. You know what I mean? Because we're all about elevating businesses. And grows. We work with like grows.
Miami's medical right now.
Yeah, we actually.
They are medical.
Krista literally built a grow from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple, Krista and Sanja, from the grow up and marketed the whole thing. So
damn,
they definitely.
The women.
About the business. You feel me? Women cannabis women activists.
Hey, do y'all want to give out your social medias?
Oh, for sure.
Go ahead.
Mine's Bradley 2.0, LEIGH, the girl way, not the boy way. Get it right. Bradley 2.0, yep.
Of course.
Mine's DeShayla, DixAyla, DeShayla, _ I think, maybe on Instagram.
Something like that.
Figure
no,
it out.
No _ on Twitter.
You'll find it.
If it doesn't look like
you'll
her,
find
don't
it.
Fucking at her.
You'll find it.
Trust me. Y'all know it's me.
Right. We'll be there.
What else?
Y'all got any last thoughts?
I don't want to leave.
No, I'm just thanks for having us.
We definitely
thank
you so much.
Super high.
Yeah,
part two. It.
Oh, I just mean like off the air.
Yeah, like part two. It.
Like, keep it rolling. Shit. Extended
right?
version right now.
Right
now.
So we're gonna.
I was
do
just
that.
Fucking with y'all, but
yeah, you can.
Yeah, add us THC girls, the High Country girls, on Instagram as well.
And
you
then
know.
The app will be out like very, very, very shortly.
Yeah, big
very
push for the app coming up
like
soon,
very
so.
Shortly. So then you could just download it. You feel me? Everything.
Join the
right
team.
There.
It's only a small fee to come be, you know, with
Seriously,
us a membership.
We do want more
like,
ladies, mm-hmm. professional ladies.
We take boys too, but. You won't. Don't call yourself a THC boy, because that's not us. You know what I mean? That's not us.
You're part of the THC
girl.
You are
a
THC girl, but you're a vendor.
You could definitely be a vendor, though. Like, vendors.
No, you're a THC boy. I think that's cute, but, you know.
THC guy?
THC guy. I don't know.
Just, I don't
know.
That's it. Just make sure you get this. Yeah, like, we got artists who just joined. Like, I got Dibs. Dibs is on there. Like, I mean, I think that's really cool because, like, we can go do, you know,
there's
whatever.
Definitely.
Do pop-ups, have him do artwork in the background, and we have a table, you know.
If there's concerts, mm-hmm. yeah,
Zaw,
set up
Zaw
a booth,
Zaw
work
Zaw
the booth, push right, the
looking
booth.
Looking for shit like that.
Yeah.
Bring in the
merch,
money.
You know?
Yeah.
Where the money
oh,
resides.
Oh, for sure. And I'm wearing, what's your...
That's
oh
the
God.
Homeboy. That's actually the homeboy, Pedro.
Yeah.
That's
he'd
his
be
gear.
About. He'd be sliding.
Yeah,
well,
he's
well. I don't know his brand name.
Pedro.
He's
getting paid blowing dro.
Oh,
yeah.
Like paid dro?
Yeah.
Paid oh, my God.
Watch.
That is
that
so
that,
catchy.
You're going to see that sticker everywhere.
No, I've already seen it everywhere. I already know. Like
Pedro is up.
Blew my
yeah,
mind.
That's so
like,
sick.
We're all repping. We got three shirts repping that shit right now.
Yeah.
I'm all about brand ambassadorship.
And we all look good.
Yeah, we all look great.
Shout out Pedro for the shirts.
Yep, shout him out.
Hey, now, say now.
Hey.
I'm definitely going to cop one. I'm about to get mine.
Right.
Yeah. Mine's a Kevin. Is that what you're wearing, too?
Too
high. Nah, this is my graffiti crew shirt.
Oh, okay. Yep, see.
Nice.
It's a crew shirt.
I love how everybody's, like, got a crew. I really do love that. There's, like, an art community.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I really fuck with that.
And then we're going to Art Basel. I'm speaking that shit into existence because we're already going to be moved out there, settled in. You feel me?
Yeah. When is that?
December.
December, yeah.
First week of December.
Yep.
So, like, we could sponsor some shit out there. You know?
Third floor, Lobo House.
I'm definitely trying to go out there for, for Basel, yeah.
I'll be there.
No. Like, shit, you know, the possibilities are endless. So tap in with us. And even if you got an idea, she does. We do free consultations.
Sometimes.
So even if you got an idea, you got some questions, hit us up. And
I also build websites and do tight shit. So
tight shit logos. If you need tight shit,
websites and all that.
She edits some of our videos.
I take pictures, edit videos. I do all of that on the side. Tight.
She's a cool photographer. She's like my professional photographer when we travel. Oh my god.
Yeah, I do. I have a camera, so I do be taking pictures as well. I do. I'm on both sides of the camera.
Multi-talented.
Yes, multi-talented. Yes.
For me.
Okay.
You feel me?
Are you sure?
I think. Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
I don't know, bro.
You're holding a blunt, so.
Yeah.
I was just saying.
You're talking shit. You're there holding a blunt, talking shit about.
I don't remember hitting that fucking blunt, dude.
You had that blunt for like 10 minutes. I just got let's rewind the video real quick.
Pass
see
how long
you're
smoking
that motherfucker.
You'll see.
Well, thanks again for having us, for sure. Like, we really, really appreciate it.
It was dope meeting y'all on Saturday at the birthday party.
Yes.
Do you remember the birthday party?
One more time.
The birthday.
It was Sunday.
On Sunday.
You were there?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, we do a lot of shit.
It was multiple
that day,
nights,
we did three. We literally had a model rehearsal. We had
a team meetup.
We had a team meetup at Tetra. And then we came
and still managed to come through. I appreciate that.
And brought the new members.
Thank you for coming
through. And we brought the new members. Like, girls, don't be afraid to like, just come and, like, shadow us. Like, even if we need to, like, talk for you, it's all good. But, like, just come and get, like, stoned with us and post and join the team.
Right.
It's a good time.